Chapter 31. Feeling Happier. On the way back in the car, Mirabel taught them a funny little rhyme in French called Sur le pont. They all had to sing one line in turn, and even Jason joined in. Soon the car was full of song and laughter. Sadie, who'd never really sung before, forgot her shyness and sang in a soft, sweet voice. All too soon, they were back outside the orphanage. Mirabel gave the children a big hug goodbye as the sweet scent of lilies of the valley engulfed both children again. Sadie could feel that chunk of ice in her heart melting a little more. "My dears, I'm singing in Paris next week," Mirabel said, smiling at them warmly. "But as soon as I return, we will meet again." Sadie felt the ice in her heart crackle a little, and Jem's heart sank a bit too. Paris sounded like a very long way away, but he felt sure Mirabel would return. Then Mean Rev marched over to the car and hurried the children out. "Come along now, say goodbye to Mrs. Makepeace," she fawned with her scary smile. So Sadie returned to her old world of being brave. She'd had plenty of practice doing that, as Mirabel gaily waved them goodbye from the rear window of her departing limousine. That night, as Sadie lay in her cold little bed, she thought about all the good things that had happened to her, how she had met dear Jem and discovered her loving guardian angel, Myla, who had helped her survive a night in the cellar. And now she had met the Makepeaces and found out that there were some really lovely grown-ups in the world. And though she was back to grey orphanage days, these meetings had brought so much colour both to her cheeks and to her life. Little did she know that another big test was awaiting her, not far ahead. The weeks passed quickly. Sadie and Jem loved spending time together. Sister Not-So-Mina let them do laundry duty, although they had to be careful of Sister Margaret, who liked spying on them. Jem, who had been given so much love by his family, continued to pass this love on to Sadie, while Myla also happily showered Sadie with love from her heavenly pink backpack. The more love Sadie felt from Myla and Jem, the more the ice inside her little heart melted. And as Sadie felt this love slowly warming up her insides, she began to believe that perhaps she wasn't such a bad child after all. Maybe she hadn't done anything so terribly wrong that made her whole family abandon her. A tiny part of her began to believe she might even be a little bit lovable. Very soon, she'd need to hold on to this little bit because of what was about to happen.